The former leader of the Baltimore Police Department's disbanded Gun Trace Task Force was sentenced to 25 years in federal prison yesterday. Former Sergeant Wayne Jenkins pleaded guilty to a host of crimes, ranging from racketeering to wire fraud. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden was at the federal courthouse and has this report.
Judge Catherine Blake pronounced the sentence after prosecutors and the defense lawyer tried to make their cases for how long Jenkins should be sent away. Assistant U.S. Attorney Leo Wise recounted how Jenkins had been involved in 10 armed robberies and 3 burglaries, entered homes illegally, and how he falsified overtime on his timesheets to almost double his salary for years. Then he showed others in his squad how to fix their timesheets. He said Jenkins led his officers in committing a systematic fraud on the city. Wise also recapped how Jenkins stole and resold drugs on an almost daily basis. How do you measure the harm, he asked, arguing for a 30-year sentence. Jenkins' lawyer, Steve Levin, said his client was racked with remorse. He said his client had already been beaten by an inmate who heard about Jenkins' crimes. Then Levin argued for a 20-year sentence. Jenkins will need to go to a prison far away to keep him safe from those who want to retaliate. He will hardly see his wife and 3 sons. He will be in substantial isolation, Levin argued. When asked if he had anything to say, Jenkins turned to the packed gallery, took a microphone, and apologized to the victims in the courtroom. He admitted he'd tarnished the badge. He spoke for about 5 minutes, breaking down often when he spoke of not being able to hold his children or see his parents grow older. I brought this on myself, he said through tears. Judge Blake told Jenkins he stole from a city that doesn't have money to spare, and that the effects of his behavior will be long-lasting. She spoke of a police officer's tremendous power and told Jenkins he'd put poison into the community when he should have been protecting it. I'm Mary Rose Madden for 88.1 WYPR.
In related news, Judge Blake sentenced another of the task force officers to 18 years in prison. Marcus Taylor was one of 2 officers charged in this case who had pled not guilty. Taylor says he will fight to prove his innocence. Former detectives Evodio Hendricks and Maurice Ward have pleaded guilty in the corruption case and cooperated with the government. They will be sentenced today.